and Weather Station.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and it is Thursday. It's the 21st day of May. This is Utah's Noon News, and again with you this afternoon, I'm Tim Hughes. Partly sunny skies out there and 62 degrees.
Big delays southbound I-15 up in Brigham. I'm Jared Auger.
KSL's top story this hour, a BYU professor watching the new surge of violence in Syria from bordering Jordan and fearing for the lives of friends and their families. She spoke with KSL's Doug Wright this morning. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has that story.
As Islamic State militants move into a historical area known as Palmyra, Associate Professor of Archaeology at BYU, Cynthia Finlayson, says she's receiving reports and photos of the violence from friends.
There are numerous bodies of young men in the streets, beheaded. Some of the heads have been stuck on spikes on the fence. It looks like it's the fence from outside the National Museum in Palmyra.
As for the priceless relic, she says she's most concerned about archaeological portraits at the National Museum. But Finlayson says the treasures have been pillaged in the past as well by other occupying groups. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
A retired four-star general and former vice chief of staff for the U.S. Army says the Obama administration's strategy in Iraq and Syria just is not working.
We need to get past our political psychosis on Iraq, which is defined by the questions: should the United States have gone into Iraq in 2003? Should the United States left Iraq in 2011?
Retired General John Keane tells the Senate Armed Services Committee today that the U.S. and its allies need to send in ground troops if they want to defeat ISIS. The president of the Boy Scouts calls for an end to the organization's ban on gay adults. With KSL's top national story this hour, Mary Ellen Geist is back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, national president of the Boy Scouts, Robert Gates, says the organization's longstanding ban on participation by openly gay adults is, quote, no longer sustainable. He is urging change in order to avert potentially destructive legal battles. Gates says no change in the policy would be made at today's national meeting, but he's raising the possibility of revising the policy at some point very soon. We'll keep you updated on this story. DNA on a pizza leads to the ID of the man police believe murdered four people, the entire Savopoulos family and their housekeeper, in an arson attack in a Washington, D.C. mansion.
I think we have now established that there is some specific connection to between the suspect and the victims here. So this was not random.
Police Chief Kathy Lanier says Darren Dillon Wint is considered armed and dangerous. He's believed to be in or near New York City. Just one day before the Memorial Day weekend, and two popular Southern California beaches are closed because of 2 9-mile-long stretches of oil slicks along the Santa Barbara coastline. The governor has declared a state of emergency now. It was a busted pipeline. At least 105,000 gallons of oil spilled. And preparing for big flooding with rivers overflowing in North Texas, water rescues expected.
Flood stage is 8. 18 feet, and they're projecting that it'll go to 23.6.
500 homes evacuated along the Wichita River. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Mary Ellen Geist, KSL News Radio.
In other news, this noon hour, grief counselors are helping students and teachers at Hillcrest High School today after two students were killed and a third injured in a crash in Sandy last night. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Marshall Underwood wore his Hillcrest gear and helped spread the word for others to do so to unify this school because he says news spread fast about these deaths.
My friends would tell me that they used to say hi to them in their physics class or something like that, and it's just going to be a hard time, even for those people that didn't know them.
Underwood is the student body president. He is referring classmates who are grieving to the counselors on hand. Hillcrest has had a rough year with an assistant principal passing away and a student hit and critically injured while riding a longboard. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The hunt continues for a man responsible for two hit and run crashes. He wrecked his car when he crashed into another that was parked near 14th South and 4th East in Salt Lake City. Witnesses tried to follow him.
Still unknown what that guy's been up to, what he's capable of, and so it's always a good idea to keep your distance, but be a good witness.
Officer Jeremy Says tells us that eight officers are chasing the man who was bleeding from his mouth. Earlier, he drove into a lawn and knocked over a small light post near 17th South and 3rd East. No one was hurt in the crashes. Other national news, KSL is following a State Department employee is under arrest, accused of hacking his college women's email, stealing compromising photos of them and then blackmailing them. ABC's Pierre Thomas reports that Michael Ford is accused of targeting 250 women.
In one case, a victim identified as Jane Doe received a startling email, allegedly from Ford. Attached was a photo of her in a compromising position. The writer said, "I found you. What do you think?" He demanded that she record videos of other girls, and that if she did not, he was going to release the compromising photos of her online.
Federal prosecutors going after outlaw biker gangs like the one that shot up a Texas restaurant over the weekend by trying to take away their iconic logos. The Department of Justice considers certain clubs like Southern California's Mongols a criminal enterprise like the Mafia. They're asking a federal judge to make it illegal for those groups to wear their trademark patches. Coming up on KSL, you know those security questions you have to answer if you forget your password, right? Your email or some other website. Security experts say they aren't that hard to crack by hackers. Plus, KSL traffic.
Bad crash south on Redwood Road at 27th South. Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, if you're a Salt Lake City area homeowner who's been thinking about refinancing, you probably heard mortgage rates are going back up. Hey, you knew this was going to happen, right? I mean, the days of casually browsing around for a super low rate on a refi could soon be over. And that's why right now, today, it's more important than ever to call Paramount Equity Mortgage. Do it now, my friend, while rates are still down as low as 2.99%. APR 3.067. Because a rate that awesome just isn't going to last. And you know what? It's really quick and easy to get started. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. And refinancing with Paramount Equity Mortgage means you pay absolutely no lender fees. Not now, not ever. So the only real downside here would be if you waited too long. Don't let today's low rates get away from you. One call now could end up saving you a ton of money every month for years. Call Paramount Equity Mortgage, 250-4000, 801-250-4000.
Paramount Equity Mortgage, LLC. Rates are subject to change. Please call for additional cost information. Utah DRE, MEL number 6967176, NMLS number 30336.
We just made a special purchase at Payless Car Sales of Salt Lake City. Truckloads of quality pre-owned vehicles way below book value. And we're passing the savings on to you. Now at Payless Car Sales of Salt Lake City. Owned and operated by the Strong Automotive Group. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All makes, all models. Plus, all 8 model vehicles come with the Payless Assurance Certified Warranty Program, including limited warranty, vehicle history, roadside assistance, and more. Premium quality domestics and imports. Great selection and low prices with quality pre-owned vehicles for most any budget. And we know how to treat customers right. On-site credit union financing available OAC for customers with less than perfect credit. Fresh trade-ins every day from Strong's family of dealerships. We just made a special purchase of quality pre-owned vehicles way below book value. And we're passing the savings on to you. Payless Car Sales of Salt Lake City, America's used car company. 1065 South State Street or PaylessSaltLake.com. Call 801-433-0310. That's 801-433-0310. Owned and operated by the Strong Automotive Group. Buyer, see dealer for warranty details.
22 minutes of news and all the information you need with no commercial interruption. The 7 o'clock report in the morning and the 5 o'clock report in the afternoon on KSL News Radio.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're just getting in the car this afternoon and you missed Doug Wright's show in the midday, you really missed a lot of great information about what's happening over in Iraq, and some of it's gruesome. And the frustration with the administration's policies on how we deal with ISIS in Iraq grows, including from a retired four-star general who says that this current strategy just is not working and ground troops are going to have to be put into that part of the world. We'll continue to follow the story for you here on KSL, where the news time is 12:08. The Weber School District says a third-party vendor they use to collect fee payments online has been hacked. Parents and students are being asked to stop making payments through the My School Fees for the time being. The district posted the information on their Facebook page, saying they are working with the vendor to see exactly what information may have been compromised. Those security questions that are supposed to help you get back in to your online account if you forget your password may be too easy for bad guys to guess. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce explains.
Researchers at Stanford and Google sorted through secret answers to security questions like, what's your favorite food? Problem is, a hacker would have a 20% chance of guessing right just by typing the word pizza. Even something like, what was your first phone number, is easily hacked. Just over half of us can remember our first phone number, and more than a third of people gave a false answer anyway to make it, quote, harder to guess. But it turns out the made-up numbers were less random than the real thing, making them, in truth, easier to guess. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
And a follow-up now on a story that we have been keeping a close eye on for you. A 16-year-old's recovery from a brain injury has family, friends, and even his doctors amazed. A month ago, Garth Heap got kicked in the head during a rodeo. That kick left him paralyzed. His mom says he's already home, walking around, and talking about getting back in the saddle.
I really believe that we had a heap of faith going that helped my boy.
Annie Heap says they're overwhelmed by the love that they felt from neighbors and others. Just an amazing story. KSL News Time now, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s is brought to you by the all-new Toyota RAV4. Let's go back to Jared Auger.
Looking at good speeds on I-15 Ogden all the way down into Provo. You are going to see some volume down at the point of the mountain for northbounders and southbounders. Right now we're dealing with a crash on Redwood Road. This is for southbounders right there at 2700 South. All three lanes still blocked. You're going to be able to pass in that emergency middle lane. Expect slow speeds in the area. Do a 2015 remodel at 1950s interest rates. Get started at keybank.com/homeequity101. Subject to credit approval, certain requirements apply. Equal housing lender. Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Wouldn't you know it, the storm's starting to pop back up over the mountains, moving by the valley. Scattered thunderstorms here and there mix in with mostly cloudy skies. We've already hit the high of the day. We'll cool into the 60s rest of the afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, with some sunshine downtown, it is 62 degrees in Broadcast House. We're going to keep an eye on this Memorial Weekend. Of course, many will be sneaking out probably today and extending it from 3 days to 4 days. But we'll keep an eye on the weather that's coming because biggest chance of rain looks like it's going to happen on Saturday, right smack dab in the middle of your plans, and we'll see what effects that might be having on any outdoor plans that you might have. The 7-day forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from ED or PE. ED is a condition that no man should have to accept. Dr. Michael Trumbly has been treating men with ED and PE successfully for more than 20 years. At Physicians ED Center, a great love life is just one office visit away, no matter what your age or medical history. If you have a prostate problem or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, the doctors at Physicians ED Center can help virtually any man with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. There's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or it's free. Don't wait another minute. Call Physicians ED Center today, 801-900-5452. That's 801-900-5452. 801-900-5452.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3 Day Kitchen and Bath.
Do you love your house but hate your kitchen? If you want your old kitchen or bath completely new again, totally remodeled and updated to your taste, style, and specifications in just 3 days, call 3 Day Kitchen and Bath. And we mean a complete custom remodel from floor to ceiling in just 3 days, including a 100% satisfaction guarantee with our quality and craftsmanship, or you don't pay. No hassle, no stress. We even bring our mobile showroom to you, and you'll be our guest at the Marriott while we work our magic creating your dream kitchen or bath. Call 3 Day Kitchen and Bath for your free copy of the Kitchen and Bath Remodeling Guide, plus $500 off a complete bathroom remodel with a kitchen and a free design consultation.
It's about time.
3 days or less
at 3 Day Kitchen and Bath.
It's spring fever at Sound Warehouse. Time to tune up your toy with a great summer sound system for your truck, boat, or UTV. At Sound Warehouse, you'll find Utah's largest selection of mobile entertainment, in-dash big screen navigation, car alarms, mobile video screens, and more. Gear up now for a rockin' summer. Pioneer AM/FM CD receiver with iPod input, remote only $69. Big screen DVD, in-dash video system by Kenwood and Pioneer, starting at $229. 90-day payment option, no credit needed. Pioneer Kenwood, in-dash Bluetooth enabled, car stereos for safe, crystal clear hands-free calling, starting at $99. Rock the water, a complete boat system, marine AM/FM CD player with marine cover and two marine 6.5-inch speakers, all for only $99. Pick up this week's City Weekly to see more. Tune up your toys deals. Sound Warehouse will be closed Monday, Memorial Day. Visit SoundWarehouseUtah.com now. Get part approved. 28th and Wallach, 1680 North State, 2763 South State, Salt Lake Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
Disney fans are clamoring for Tomorrowland, but confession left me a little confused and unfulfilled. We'll give you the full review coming up on The Movie Show, 10 to noon, Fridays at KSL.
KSL News Time now, 12:15. We've got the three things you need to know this hour. First,
a BYU professor is getting some grim first-hand reports of the latest violence in Syria. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Juke.
Second, students at Hillcrest High School try to cope today after two classmates were killed in a crash last night. And third, speaking of being out there on the road, let's check your traffic and weather together. Brought to you by the all-new Toyota RAV4.
A little bit of good news. We got that accident cleared up on Redwood Road at 2700 South. You're not going to see any delays. And I-15 also in great shape. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures in the 60s with scattered storms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 62 downtown.
What gets you to work on time? Faster updates on accidents. Use Triple Team Traffic mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
And now KSL's top national story.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Is it time to change the game plan for battling ISIS? The White House says the U.S. and its allies are making progress in degrading the terror organization's capabilities. But after the State Department described what happened in Ramadi with more than 30 car bombs going off over the course of a couple of days, ABC News chief White House correspondent Jonathan Carl asked spokesman Josh Earnest if the U.S. strategy is really working.
10 of them, he said, that had the power equivalent to the Oklahoma City bombing, taking out entire blocks. That's what progress looks like?
I think that's what degrading
ISIS's capabilities looks like?
This is what a military conflict looks like, and this is what a very tenacious adversary looks like. And that's why the president and his team take so seriously this challenge. But ultimately, John, no matter how difficult this challenge is, this is not something that the United States is going to do for the Iraqi government. And we're certainly not going to do it for the Syrian government.
But at a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing today, retired General Jack Keane says airstrikes aren't enough and the Iraqi ground forces aren't strong enough to go it alone.
I can say with certainty that this strategy will not defeat ISIS.
Another expert calls ISIS an army. The search for a suspect in a quadruple murder in Washington, D.C. now has spread to New York.
We have information that we believe Mr. Wendt is currently in the Brooklyn, New York area. The task force is continuing to search for Mr. Wendt.
Police Chief Kathy Lanier says Darren Dylan Wendt worked for the family's business at one time. The Boy Scouts are making a major change. The organization is lifting a ban on gays as troop leaders. Higher prices, low inventory, pushing existing home sales down 3% last month. You're listening to ABC News.
Everything we do is news.
Our top national story this hour.
We've got rollovers, slide offs.
Looks like another storm rolls in.
On Utah's Noon News.
All right, let's check in with Jay McFarland and see what's coming up on the browsers this afternoon.
Well, you know, we've been talking on the show about these OMGs. You know OMGs, Outlaw Motorcycle Gangs. You didn't know that's
that's
the term?
I didn't know that's what OMG stood
that
for.
That is the law enforcement term.
Oh, my
term.
Goodness.
Yeah, OMGs. Yeah, we learned that on Monday. And as we've been seeing what's been going on in Waco, Texas, we've been looking here in the state into what the situation is. And we were actually contacted by a state representative saying they've been holding hearings on this.
Really?
This is a major problem. He's going to join us at 105 to detail for us what they're facing here in the state.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that. I was going to say major problems, meaning we've had a lot of incidences that we haven't heard about.
That's what he's telling us. So we'll have that right at 105 on the program today. Also, a local payment system that a lot of the schools use. My school uses it. Amy's school uses it. Hacked and it's down right now. It's my school fees
to pay lunch money and stuff.
Yeah,
like
it's actually you use it like to pay the basketball fees and all those types of things. It's down. We know they've been hacked. We don't know if any information has been compromised. We think because Amy uses it, every service Amy uses gets hacked. So
she's the common denominator in all of this.
Yes, she's okay. Ground zero in the hacking. So we're talking to them right now to find out if people should be worried about their information being compromised, or was this just like a denial of service attack where they were just shut down? So we're following up on that for the program today.
Certainly
as well.
Affects a lot of people.
Absolutely.
All right, sir. Look forward to the browsers today. Jay and Amy between 1 and 3 on KSL News Radio. It's 12:19. Time for us to get a look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by the all-new Toyota RAV4. Jared Auger's back in the traffic center.
Tim, it's the calm before the storm. Everything's moving along at a good speed right now. Ogden all the way down into Provo. Side streets even quiet at this moment. You're not going to find any delays or crashes out there through the canyon on I-80 or out west. Beyond Glazed Donuts are artisan donuts that can even be customized and decorated for your next party, gift, or function. Five locations in Sugar House, Draper, Fort Union, American Fork, and Ogden. Beyond Glaze. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's exclusive seven-day forecast.
All right, let's see what's coming beyond the weekend. Although most people's focus is over the next 4 days, here's Grant Wayman.
Well, it's been a cool and a wet May so far. We've got more cooler than average temperatures coming our way into the 60s, scattered storms this afternoon. Storms likely tomorrow as well by afternoon. And again, into the 60s and more showers at times Saturday. Eyes only the low to mid-60s. Sunday and Monday, not quite as bad. A mix of sun and clouds with stray storms or showers into the high 60s both those days. Warmer next week. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now with partly cloudy, well, we'll call it partly sunny skies. Let's be optimistic here, right? Half full, half empty. It's half full. Right now in Salt Lake City, 62 degrees downtown. Just in case you're headed to the outdoors this weekend, boy, be careful if you're in southern Utah. Slot canyons can be deadly when there's rain showers around, and it looks like that's going to be the case. Dave Colley and I were talking yesterday about the fact that Mirror Lake Highway was open, but he was up there a week or so ago and checked on one of the weather stations, and they reported 20 inches of snow a couple of weeks ago, and as of yesterday had 40 inches, so it's doubled with these storms that have been passing through here. Your favorite camp spot might not be available for you, and even without the snow, it might be a muddy mess. So make sure you do your homework before you head out. Coming up in just a few minutes, Money News on KSL. Our news time is 12:21.
Here are three numbers that'll blow your mind. There are 2,728 rules in the Social Security Handbook. There are 567 different ways to claim your benefits. And because this stuff is so complicated, $10 billion in benefits go unclaimed every year. And don't think the Social Security Administration is going to hold your hand and help you with your decision. You are totally on your own. The only way to get back every nickel that's rightfully yours is with a free report called the Social Security Decisions Guide from Boss Retirement Solutions here in Salt Lake. It's packed full of information. To get your free report, be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-682-4448. It's free, so you've got nothing to lose. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
The savings are everywhere during the ultimate Memorial Day sale at your Utah Honda dealers. Non-stop savings on thousands of new Hondas with the amazing 2015 Honda Civic LX sedan. Compare and save with better fuel economy and more horsepower than Corolla or Jetta. Or Accord LX, full of standard features you won't get with Camry or Altima, like dual climate control, alloy wheels, and more. And get ready for summer fun in the all-new Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year. And nothing says road trip like the 2015 Honda Pilot with 5-star safety, dual zone climate control, and seating for 8. Plus limited time offers when you buy or lease, like 0 down payment, 0 first month's payment, 0.9% financing for 60 months, and a $25 test drive gift card. Get it all at the ultimate Memorial Day sale. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda at your Utah Honda dealers. And find out about all the other great offers at utahhondadealers.com. All offers on approved credit expire June 1st, 2015.
I told some of you this story. 1 year I don't tune up my air conditioner and my house feels uncomfortable. I go to the furnace and the coil on top is covered with ice. My outside unit won't shut off. It keeps sending refrigerant to the inside coil to absorb heat. Air is supposed to be blowing by the coils to warm them. The furnace filter and coil are dirty, blocking the airflow. My electric bill goes through the roof and I almost burned out my compressor. Don't be a buffoon like I was that year. Call Whipple Service Champions for our 22-point precision tune-up. On sale now for just $49. It needs to be done once a year and it lasts all year. Call 801-444-FAST. You get our red carpet rolling, clean cut, drug tested, background check technicians who won't leave a mess. I know better now, and so do you. Call Whipple Service Champions for your $49 tune-up. That's 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come air condition your home.
KSL News Time, now 12:25. It's been a great week for China's richest man as we take a look at Utah's money. The chairman of solar panel firm Hanergy lost $15 billion yesterday when shares in the company plummeted 47% in about an hour. He owns 80% of the shares. KSL Drives, California's new car dealers association, has filed a lawsuit against TrueCar, Inc. The dealers association says the vehicle shopping site is breaking California laws on dealer licensing, brokering, and advertising. It's asking the court to order TrueCar to comply with California law. And General Motors is investing $439 million in its Chevy Corvette plant in Kentucky. The plant will get a new paint shop. GM has invested about $135 million in the plant in preparation for the Corvette Stingray and Performance Build Center. Let's take a look at your money at this moment. All in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial up about 9 points now at 18,294. The S&P up 5.5. And the last time we checked, the NASDAQ was also up by 18 this hour. A decade after the bubble burst, the housing market has finally climbed out of the hole. ABC's Sherry Preston has the story.
People are working again, and they want to buy homes. There just aren't very many of them on the market, and sellers know it, so they're raising prices. Uh-oh, does that mean we're headed for another bubble? Not really, says the National Association of Realtors' Lawrence Yoon.
Price increases are coming from the genuine supply and demand impact rather than the bubble easy credit condition of 10 years ago.
Home sales tumbled just over 3% in April, but things have improved since last year, partly because mortgage rates remain at historic lows. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, we will continue to follow the top stories locally and nationally for you. A Draper couple calling on people to leave the trail system alone. We'll tell you why as we check in with our Paul Nelson just ahead.
Hey guys, have you been hearing about low T and testosterone therapy? Testosterone is the cornerstone of a man's health. After age 30, we lose about 3% of our testosterone each year. This causes us to lose energy, get fatter, and disrupts our sleep. We think we are just getting old when that feeling is really caused by low T. Universal Men's Clinic has local doctors specializing in restoring your testosterone. Dr. Arakaki has had great success with patients of all ages.
I will monitor every step of your progress, evaluating your blood levels and body composition. Within a few weeks, my patients report more natural energy, and within a few months, active patients report stronger bodies and the physical performance of their younger days.
The doctor's visit is $199. We are located near the hospital in Murray. Call us at 801-261-0055. That's 801-261-0055 or universalmensclinic.com.
You may not have thought about it like this, but KSL is your source for Utah's only all-news morning show and all-news afternoon show. I'm talking about Utah's morning news with Brian and Amanda from 5 to 9. And, of course, Utah's afternoon news with Scott and Maria from 3 to 7. Mornings, afternoons, everything we do is news on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Nightside Boys are going to be on having some fun tonight. They'll be live at Mystery Escape Room on the south side of Gateway Mall. Not only for the fun that's had there, but also the great food and tons of prizes. You can solve the mystery. Find out at Mystery Escape Room. That's tonight on the Nightside Project. KSL News Time, now 12:29. Let's get a look at traffic and weather together on the Nines, brought to you again by the all-new Toyota RAV4. Here's Jared Auger.
Still quiet out there on the freeways. I-15 looking really good from Ogden all the way down into Provo. You're going to see that volume down at the point of the mountain. That's 55 miles an hour. That's the reason why. 215's east and west belt, no problems there. Side streets also accident-free. Book a zero-res carpet cleaning at just $31 per room and get a gift card to Provo Beach or one room of tile and grout cleaned. Free. Call Zero Res 288-ZERO. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Wouldn't you know it, the storm's starting to pop back up over the mountains, moving by the valleys. Scattered thunderstorms here and there mix in with mostly cloudy skies. We've already hit the high of the day. We'll cool into the 60s rest of the afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Noon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is now 12:30. We've got partly sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City this hour, 62 degrees.
Good speeds along I-15. I'm Jared Auger.
KSL's top story this hour, a Draper couple calling on people to leave the trail system alone after one of them hits an unexpected jump while trail riding and lands in the hospital. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in Draper with this exclusive story. Paul?
Tim, a Draper man, he is recovering from serious injuries after somebody reportedly changed the bike trail he was on without leaving any warning. Barry Gates tells KSL News Radio he was on a trail in Corner Canyon known as Jacob's Ladder, which he has ridden dozens of times before. But he says somebody carved out the dirt to create small jumps on the trail, and he did not see the first one. Gates says he has shattered bones in his left hand, shattered his left elbow, rib injuries, and serious back injuries.
Four vertebrae, L1, 2, 3, and 6, I broke the transverse processes on those vertebrae.
Gates had to be flown to the hospital. He says there's no reason for anyone to change the bike trails and then not clean up after themselves. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A deadly crash involving teenagers has added to a year full of tragedy for Hillcrest High School. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
It's a large high school, but many here knew 17-year-old Hunter Kelson and 16-year-old Cheyenne Bagley. A third teen was injured in the crash on 7th East near 9600 South. An assistant principal at the school recently died, and another student on a longboard was hit and critically injured earlier this year.
The Canyon School District says the counselors at the school are there for students and teachers and even the community at large. Police are still searching for a driver in two separate hit-and-run crashes in Salt Lake City. Police say the man hit a pole near 17th South and 3rd East before smashing his head, or smashing head-on, that is, into a parked car near 14th South and 4th East. A guy convicted of murdering a Taylorsville woman and then stealing her credit cards received two consecutive sentences of 25 years to life in prison. Deseret News reporter Mackenzie Romero says that Brian Quintanilla asked for leniency.
Quintanilla and his attorney said in court today that heavy use of the drug Spice may have contributed to his state of mind and his actions at that time. That was something that the judge said really wasn't an excuse, and that he was having a hard time comprehending the violence of this crime.
Quintanilla was arrested right before he was to board a flight to El Salvador. He purchased the plane ticket using Margaret Steffi's credit cards. Just one day before the Memorial Day weekend, and two popular Southern California beaches are closed because of a huge oil spill. KSL's top national stories this hour, Mary Ellen Geist is live at the KSL National News Desk.
More than 100,000 gallons of oil spilled near Santa Barbara, but here's the Coast Guard saying 7,000 gallons of that oil has now been skimmed off the ocean after Tuesday's oil pipe rupture.
300 federal, state, and local first responders and numerous environmental cleanup contractors have arrived on scene.
The Coast Guard's Jennifer Williams says crews are now working 24 hours a day. A Missouri woman who says she was held captive in a wooden box for months before being freed 3 weeks ago, found dead early this morning along with her 17-year-old son from what appear to be gunshot wounds. SWAT teams are now surrounding a neighborhood in Clinton, Missouri, searching for the woman's ex-boyfriend.
They believe that he may be inside one of those houses. And from what I'm told, they're not occupied dwellings.
The first lawsuits have been filed against Amtrak following last week's deadly crash. Four seriously injured passengers filed suit. One of their attorneys, Robert Mungolosi.
It always raises red flags when someone who's been involved in an accident going too fast has a sudden claim of no memory.
Meanwhile, new evidence the engineer may have texted and made phone calls the day of the crash. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Mary Ellen Geist, KSL News Radio.
Prison advocates want emotions put aside so that Utah can build the best new prison possible.
Investigators now concerned the two.
They accuse politicians of scaring their constituents.
I'm not sure why somebody cares so much about their property value if they're going to have their property victimized by somebody who goes to a substandard correctional facility and gets out and commits a new crime.
Former inmate Ben Aldana with People Not Prisons says Draper site is too old and small to provide good rehab opportunities and relocation is inevitable. Jamie Justice with the National Alliance on Mental Illness has hope in new plans.
It's a big open space. There's lots of light. It looks friendly. And of course, it has a lot more space for different treatment services.
Salt Lake officials claim plans are too vague to dispel their fears. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Today marks 1 year since a Provo woman was found murdered inside her home and no arrests have been made. The body of 60-year-old Belen Perez was found by her son in her home. Police say she had been strangled and someone had tried to destroy evidence. Detectives say they still consider the case to be active and they still are asking for anyone with information to please come forward. Other national stories, KSL is following the search for a suspect in the Washington, D.C. mansion murders has expanded to New York.
Aaron Dillon Wint, who is wanted for the killing of the wealthy Savopoulos family and their housekeeper in an arson attack in Washington, may now be here in New York.
We have information that we believe Mr. Wint is currently in the Brooklyn, New York area.
D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier said Wint is connected to the family through their American Ironworks business. DNA found on the crust of a pizza delivered to the house led authorities to identify Wint as the suspect.
It's much easier if he just turns himself in.
Lanier said the assumption is Wint is armed and dangerous. The NYPD has been advised to be on alert for him here. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Coming up on KSL, Colorado police worried that they may have a serial shooter roaming the freeways and trails. Plus, KSL traffic.
Still looking at good speeds along I-15 Ogden all the way down into Provo. One section in particular, heavy, point of the mountain, 55 miles an hour. Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Come to Dickey's Barbecue when you're ready to talk about catering. Whether it's a family reunion, a company picnic, or any type party. From little bitty parties to great big shindigs, our catering experts arrange everything, so you worry about nothing. We offer full-service catering, delivery buffets, even box lunches, with meat that's hand-rubbed, slow-smoked over real hickory wood in all of our stores every night. We may do your catering, but you're always our guest at Dickey's. If you love barbecue, come to Dickey's. We're a place that speaks your language.
Dickey's. We speak barbecue.
Do you suffer from the pain or the embarrassment of varicose veins? Do you cover up your legs with long pants, even in the heat of summer? Isn't it time to improve your quality of life to enjoy your favorite activities with less leg discomfort? If you have leg pain, aching or cramping, leg or ankle swelling, restless legs, a heavy feeling, or fatigued legs, you're invited to attend a free varicose vein screening on Thursday, May 21st at Vein Institute of Utah. Unlike other practices, they specialize in superior vein care, and most procedures may be covered by insurance. Or ask about interest-free payment plans. Call 877-FIX-VEIN for your free Vein Institute of Utah screening on Thursday, May 21st at 909 East 9400 South in Sandy. Call 877-FIX-VEIN. That's 877-FIX-VEIN or visit utahveins.com.
More than just fast updates, this team checks all facts and all stories. We work hard to earn the community's trust at KSL News Radio.
Hey, thanks for riding along with us here on your noon hour. Tim Hughes with you till the top of the hour when the browsers will take over. Boy, that story from our Paul Nelson really gets my attention, especially going into a holiday weekend where some people may be getting their bikes out, their mountain bikes, and planning on finding some of their favorite trails. Someone put some jumps in the middle of the Corner Canyon Trail, and one man is now hospitalized with multiple fractures and injuries. We'll keep an eye on that story here on KSL, where the news time is 12:37. And we begin with politics on KSL News Radio. Republicans calling for more military strength in Iraq and Syria after ISIS fighters took over Ramadi last week. John Boehner wants the president to withdraw his request for a new authorization of military force because it puts limits on the military's ability to quickly deploy ground troops.
Instead of placing artificial constraints on our commanders, it's critical that we have a strategy that ensures that conditions on the ground dictate our approach.
Boehner says military commanders' hands are tied because all they're allowed to do is train. The FBI is investigating a former serial shooter on the loose in Colorado where a man was killed riding his bicycle less than a month after a woman was shot in the neck while driving in her car.
Investigators now concerned the two cases could be linked. The two incidents are among a series of recent events on Colorado roads in the last month. Several drivers report having their windows blown out, though it's not clear if gunfire was the cause. Even the possibility of a serial shooter has people worried.
That's ABC's Tom Lamas reporting. The expansion of an airbag recall has hundreds of thousands of Americans going online now to see if their cars may be affected.
I'm going to look up the VIN number in our personal car. I'm going to see if we need to get to the dealer. I'm going to basically ask, if not demand, to make sure I get a loaner So if possible, I don't have to drive it.
But National Highway Traffic Safety Administration head Mark Rosekind says it's going to be a while before they know for sure which vehicles will be affected. So you can post them to safercar.gov. If driverless cars are a real possibility, then the amount of vehicles on the road will probably be much less overall. A Barclays analyst is quoted by Bloomberg as saying that a 40% drop in cars will be a consequence of the development of so-called robot taxis, shared vehicles controlled by a smartphone. And finally, doomsdayers are uniting after an extra second being inserted to Earth time. Scientists need to insert an extra second every now and then to make up for the globe's slowing movement. The last leap second in 2012 caused system crashes with Mozilla, Reddit, and Foursquare, and Qantas Airlines' check-in system was affected, causing flight delays. The next leap second, by the way, takes place on July 1st. KSL News Time now, 12:39. Time for us to get a look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by the new Toyota RAV4. And Jared, sounds like it's been a pretty good lunch hour.
Tim, it's still the lull before the storm. Good speeds Ogden all the way down into Provo. You're going to see the volume down at the point of the mountain, northbound and southbound. But right now up in Davis-Weber County, we're going to see the hot spots going to be Harrison Boulevard joining up with Highway 89 coming up the hill there in South Weber or Uinta. And then we're going to see more heavy and slow traffic coming off of that, going northbound towards Weber State. Mount St. Helens erupted 35 years ago. A reminder that disaster can strike anytime, anywhere. This week, Zions Bank Premier Wealth Management Director Keith Schmidt talks about what happens when disasters hit financial markets. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, wouldn't you know, we're getting those dark clouds again. Scattered thunderstorms through the area mixed in with the mostly cloudy skies, so it won't be raining all the time. Possibility of some strong storm once again. And temperatures falling into the 60s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, still 62 degrees in downtown. And plenty of sunshine, although there's some scary-looking clouds hanging over the Wasatch Mountains here during the noon hour. And I have no doubt that we're getting rain up high. So if you're headed there for the weekend, make sure you scope out your camp spot. Make sure that it's not snow-covered or at least muddy this weekend. Hey, coming up, one of my favorite things each week, Mark Juke has yet another honor flight report. A ceremony happened recently up in Ogden to honor one vet, and we'll share his story next. KSL News Time, 1241.
If you have severe kidney disease and suffer from the pain of gout, local doctors need your help testing an investigational medication. Doctors need men and women over 18 who have kidney problems and suffer from gout for a research study. If you qualify, you'll receive all study-related procedures at no cost and may be compensated for your time and travel. Health insurance is not required. Call 801-559-3855 or visit GoutStudyUSA.com to see if you qualify. If you have severe kidney disease and have suffered a gout flare in the past year, local doctors want to hear from you now. So call 801-559-3855 or visit GoutStudyUSA.com. That number again, 801-559-3855. If you have severe kidney problems and gout, call 801-559-3855 now.
Girls!
Hi!
What's going on?
Look, it's the new green THP. Let's take the new flavors for a test drive.
Welcome, ladies, to the new Green THP kiosk, where you will find your personalized selection of over 36 new Green THP flavors. The new Green THP provides you the correct balance to lift your spirits without having to drink the disgustingly high-calorie coffee, sodas, and energy drinks.
Uh-huh.
If you've tried it before, you need to try it anew. All flavors are newly enhanced and artfully designed to meet your every desire.
These are so...
Yes?
Good.
Might I recommend you try the refreshing pineapple strawberry green THP.
This new cherry mango is incredible.
I'm in heaven.
Thank you, ladies. Green THP is exclusively here at Fashion Place Mall, Southtown Mall, Layton Hills Mall, University Mall, Provo Town Center, Newgate, and Red Cliffs Mall in St. George. The all-new green THP. And yes, you can change the way you look, feel, and age simply by changing what you drink.
You're running your business. And we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Mm-hmm. Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever wondered what a big-time donation to a presidential candidate would buy you? Well, from private dinners, special retreats. If you're wondering if it's really worth it, join in the conversation on the next Doug Wright Show.
KSL News Time is 12:45 with the three things you need to know this hour. First, a Draper man is in the hospital after riding his bike on the trails in Corner Canyon and hitting an unexpected jump. The man's wife now pleading for people to not alter the trails. Second, a man convicted of murdering a Taylorsville woman and then stealing her credit cards received two consecutive sentences of 25 years to life in prison. Ryan Quintanilla was arrested right before he was to board a flight to El Salvador. And third, keeping an eye on your noontime drive, brought to you by the all-new Toyota RAV4.
Good speeds on I-15, Ogden all the way down into Provo. Harrison Boulevard and Highway 89 is going to be a busy intersection for you. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures dropping a little bit. Scattered storms coming back into the picture. I'm Grant Wayman.
Right now in Salt Lake City, 62 degrees.
22 minutes of news and all the information you need with no commercial interruption. The 7 o'clock report in the morning and the 5 o'clock report in the afternoon on KSL News Radio.
Let's take a look at KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News.
The search for a suspect in the killings of a wealthy Washington, D.C. family and the housekeeper spreading to New York. Police say Darren Dillon Wint may be in Brooklyn. The National Highway Traffic Administration says it wants a say on how Takata manages a huge recall of cars with potentially deadly airbags. The Japanese company had said it could take years to replace all of them. Military experts told the Senate Armed Services Committee today it's time to consider sending ground troops to Iraq and Syria to help fight ISIS. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says that's not going to happen.
I say it with full confidence. The president will not be comfortable with the full-scale reinvasion of Iraq by the United States military. That is a strategy that did not serve the long-term interests of the United States.
One military expert compared ISIS to an army. Oil-covered animals are now being found along a 9-mile stretch off the coast of Santa Barbara County, California, where there was a big oil spill. The Boy Scouts say they'll no longer ban gay troop leaders. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And we've got breaking news here on KSL. Let's go to the National News Desk and check in with Mary Ellen Geist.
Tim, we're just getting word out of Washington that that Florida man who flew a gyrocopter through some of America's most restricted airspace, that's, of course, the White House area, before landing at the U.S. Capitol, has pleaded not guilty to the 6 charges he faces for doing that. Doug Hughes appeared today in federal court in Washington, D.C. We'll have more details coming up. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Mary Ellen Geist, KSL News Radio.
All right, thank you, Mary Ellen. Well, the regional government of Normandy is trying to reach out to Americans who helped liberate or who helped rebuild Normandy. They've created a special 70th anniversary medal, and in many cases, they're using Boy Scouts here in the U.S. to find and award those vets. One such ceremony happened recently in Ogden, where one veteran was honored for his service. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has this honor flight report.
At a Boy Scout Awards dinner in South Ogden, hundreds stood and applauded for Joseph Percy Stott.
This tonight was really a surprise.
Stott was there on D-Day. He had trained as a Jeep driver in heavy artillery.
Somebody had to drive the vehicle to pull the gun, and I got it because I was a farm boy. I'd driven everything they had.
But when he got to Europe, he and a couple of dozen others were reassigned to serve as drivers for VIPs. His travels eventually carried him into Germany, where he helped liberate concentration camps.
It was very humbling.
But until recently, his family had not heard many details.
I had my pliers, and I cut a few wires and let them out. It was interesting.
And, he says, rewarding.
When you see the way that those people were living in that way, it just made you feel good to be able to liberate them and let them go back and become normal people again.
Stott's son, Martin, an avid scouter, had contacted the Transatlantic Council of the Boy Scouts of America about Normandy commemorative scout patches. That's when he was told about the award. Martin has also arranged for scouts to visit his dad.
They went through a lot, and the young kids now need to realize all that they went through. A lot of our rights we have now is because of what they went through.
Stott says it certainly was worth it now and then.
To see the look on those people's faces when they were released, it was anything I went through, it was worth it.
The Normandy regional government has reached out to some scout groups around the country to try to have them locate Normandy vets in their areas and to distribute the commemorative medals. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
Great work, as always, by our Mark Duke and by our veterans. Look forward to sharing those stories with you. By the way, you can help in the Honor Flight effort by going to utahhonorflight.org. Time again for a look at traffic and weather together during your noon hour. Brought to you by the all-new Toyota RAV4. And back in the traffic center, here's Jared.
Looking at good speeds again. I-15 Ogden all the way down into the Salt Lake Valley. No problems up over the point. Just some slow speeds. 55 miles an hour through that construction zone. Now a heads up, you are going to see some wet road conditions south of Spanish Fork on I-15. And then up in Weber County, there's that one pocket of slowing right there. Highway 89 northbound coming up the hill right at Harrison Boulevard. Visit Good Neighbor Pharmacy in Utah for $5 off Lagoon Park. Regular single-day passport, valid Monday through Thursday. Up to six people for participating in Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Visit goodneighborpharmacy.com. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's exclusive seven-day forecast.
Everybody's concentrating on the next 4 days. Will it be wet for your Memorial weekend? Let's find out.
All right, in for some storms at times today. Mixed it with mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures falling into the 60s. 60s tomorrow, and another round of showers and storms becoming more likely tomorrow afternoon. And it looks like a good chance for rain on Saturday. Highs in the low 60s. More scattered showers Sunday and the holiday with temperatures in the upper 60s. And warmer for the middle of next week. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
I'll tell you, yesterday was tough getting the lawnmower through the forest in the backyard, especially where it was still wet a little bit, but we did the best we could. Right now in Salt Lake City, it is 63 degrees. Looks like we're still in positive territory for the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ. We'll have your money news numbers next.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from ED or PE. ED is a condition that no man should have to accept. Dr. Michael Trumbly has been treating men with ED and PE successfully for more than 20 years. At Physicians ED Center, a great love life is just one office visit away, no matter what your age or medical history. If you have a prostate problem or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, the doctors at Physicians ED Center can help virtually any man with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. There's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or it's free. Don't wait another minute. Call the Physicians ED Center now. Appointments are filling fast. Call 801-900-5452. Call 801-900-5452. That's 801-900-5452.
When Mom and Dad got married in 1947 and started Whipple Service Champions, the ice truck guys were still dripping water across the floor, delivering blocks of ice with tongs. Mom says, it wasn't convenient, but it kept the milk cool. It was better than the method they used before, wet burlap draped over a milk crate. To cool the house, they opened the windows and doors. 2 decades later, they got a swamp cooler, which was basically the wet burlap method again. Now she keeps her milk in the fridge and is comfortable with a state-of-the-art central air conditioner. They're efficient and affordable for all. Call Whipple Service Champions today and save up to $2,500 on a new furnace and air conditioner. Or get your choice of a free 50-gallon water heater or a free 45,000-grain water softener. Call Whipple Service Champions for details. 801-444-FAST. You know the number, 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home. The savings are everywhere during the Ultimate Memorial Day Sale at your Utah Honda dealers. Non-stop savings on thousands of new Hondas with the amazing 2015 Honda Civic LX Sedan. Compare and save with better fuel economy and more horsepower than Corolla or Jetta. Or Accord LX, full of standard features you won't get with Camry or Altima, like dual climate control, alloy wheels, and more. And get ready for summer fun in the all-new Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year. And nothing says road trip like the 2015 Honda Pilot, with 5-star safety, dual zone climate control, and seating for 8. Plus limited time offers when you buy or lease, like 0 down payment, 0 first month's payment, 0.9% financing for 60 months, and a $25 test drive gift card. Get it all at the Ultimate Memorial Day Sale. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda at your Utah Honda dealers. And find out about all the other great offers at UtahHondaDealers.com. All offers on approved credit expire June 1st, 2015.
This is Lane Beatty of the Salt Lake Chamber with your Utah Business Report. Utah's International Trade and Diplomacy Office recently showcased the Beehive State during an address to a group of highly influential Japanese business leaders. This effort highlighted Utah as a favorable business destination for Japanese firms looking to do business in the United States. Utah fosters international growth and prosperity with 188 foreign firms from 29 countries. Those firms employ 29,000 Utahns across various industries. More than 130 languages are spoken in daily commerce, and many residents have either lived or worked abroad, making it possible to have them make immediate contributions to the success of Utah companies and their foreign counterparts. We salute the many efforts to strengthen international business relationships. The Salt Lake Chamber, we stand as the voice of business.
Deseret Media Companies, a proud member of the Salt Lake Chamber.
Watching Utah's money at 12:55, Hewlett-Packard selling a 51% stake in its China server, storage, and tech storage unit. A Chinese holdings company purchased the stake for about $2.3 billion. HP will maintain ownership of its other businesses in China. Your money at this moment, the Dow Jones Industrial is up 19 points now at 18,304. The S&P is up by almost 6. The NASDAQ this hour up 21.
What does it feel like to cover and care for the people most in need?
It feels rewarding. At Molina Healthcare, we get to give good news to people who really need it every day. Like Steve, who won't need to worry about his pre-existing condition with diabetes anymore or assistance with his social needs. We connected him to the right community resource to help. We get to tell people who never thought healthcare was even an option that today, they'll know what it feels like to have a doctor nearby or access to a 24-hour nurse line. We're able to give everyone peace of mind, knowing that today, someone is looking out for them. What does it feel like to cover and care for people most in need? It feels like Molina Healthcare.
For more information, call 877-751-6680. That's 877-751-6680. Molina Healthcare, your extended family.
It's Matt Wolf. Do you freak out every time you break out? Well, I've got one word for you. Proactive. There's a huge reason Proactive is the number one acne treatment in the country. It totally works. Prescription-grade Proactive heals your acne, even prevents future breakouts. How great is that? There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactive. Their faces are their money. And I'm telling you, it's time to get it because Proactive has set up a special dedicated 800 number for you. So get ready to punch that number into your phone, pull over if you have to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45. It's yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you, my friends, are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you'll get your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin. Tell them Matt Wolf sent you. Call 1-800-644-5944.
Win a new IntelliBed with KSL's IntelliBed Intelligence Giveaway. It's easy to enter. Just visit KSLNewsRadio.com, click the contest tab, and take their interactive intelligence quiz. Prove your IQ, and you'll be registered to win a brand new IntelliBed. IntelliBed offers superior alignment and back support, reduces tossing and turning, and gives you a safer night's sleep. Log on today and win KSL's IntelliBed Intelligence Giveaway at KSLNewsRadio.com.
We're back on the nines at 12:59 and time for one more peek at your noontime drive. Traffic and weather together brought to you by the all-new Toyota RAV4. Let's go back to Jared.
Looking at good speeds on I-15 down in Utah County. You're going to see the volume on I-15 at the point of the mountain, both northbound and southbound. But Draper all the way into downtown, no problems. 215's east and west side belt, also in great shape. Davis and Weber counties, no active problems. Mountain Point Medical Center is opening soon in Lehigh, just east of I-15. Join us May 29th for a community celebration with free food and giveaways. Visit mountainpointmedicalcenter.com. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, here's the way the weather shapes up for today. The rest of the afternoon will have about a 20% chance of showers. We have already reached our high for the day, and then we'll clear up again tonight with an overnight low of 50. Tomorrow, looks like maybe we're going to be dry, so we've swapped Thursday for Friday here. 68 for a high, rain on Saturday and 64 degrees, and right now in Salt Lake City, it's 63 degrees downtown. Don't go away. The Browser's coming up next.
Utah's fastest source for breaking news. Streaming live on your phone with iHeartRadio. Tune in and the app for KSL. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
1 o'clock in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Scott Seeger, KSL's top story this hour. Students at Hillcrest High School are trying to cope today after two classmates were killed in a crash last night. 18-year-old Marshall Underwood is the student body...